de ti yo hablaré, oh buen Jesús, quiero ser de ti una mañana.
Tuesday of Betrayal, as it is traditionally remembered, Holy Tuesday, because of the Gospel of John 13, 21 to 33 and 36 to 38. It is 26th March, being Holy Tuesday, the 40 days of our desert experience, literally or chronologically speaking, concluded on Sunday. Now we are preparing, we are living the last week of this, the mystery, the Paschal mystery, getting set for the Triduum, the 3 days of our salvation drama, if we can use the word. And today, as it is traditionally called, is the Tuesday of Betrayal, because Jesus today preempted or revealed that one of you will betray me. And the disciple got confused when he was at table with them. Said, the person, we just hand over this piece of bread, wetted in wine. And he gave it to Judas Iscariot, and when he took it, demon entered him. And Jesus told him, do what you have to do fast. Nobody understood, because being the boss of the group, they thought he told him to buy something for the group or give to the poor. And Jesus continued. At the end, he did a farewell speech. Beloved, my dearly beloved, I will not be with you any further much. You will look for me, you will not see me. Like the Jews, as I told them, where I'm going, you cannot come. Peter said, no, before you reach there, I will be there with you, Peter. Take care. You will deny me 3 times. And that's how we ended. Even though Peter said he will give his life, he said, well, later, but you cannot follow me now. So what do we do today? We offer our good works, our prayers, our penitence, our sacred communion today in reparation for all the, what we called communion of sacrilege. When we receive communion in state of mortal sin, people who pretend in the church, it is sacrilege, and this is a great betrayal for Jesus. Because Judas's heart was evil, he was already planning evil. When he received the bread of life, instead of receiving life, he received death, a curse. We offer our good works to our prayers and the communion we receive today in reparation of all the sacrileges. The communion of sacrileges being received, even the occultic people who receive and steal the communion to go and do sacrilege. And then we offer it also, our prayers, our good works, our fasting today, our abstinence, for all the others betrayers we cause Jesus and the church, especially because of the divisions, crisis, scandals, every day, multiplication of sects. Because Jesus willed before he died that we remain one. He prayed we forgive one another for all the divisions caused in the church, in families, in matrimonies, especially within these groups in the church, the betrayers, the crisis, the enmities. These wounds caused one another, even within religious houses. Even in the Presbyterian circles, even among those who are leaders and bishops, among brothers and sisters, the divisions, the calumnies, we offer prayers in reparation for that today. As we prepare for the night of the Gethsemane night, to accompany Jesus in his wounds and pains, Tuesday of Betrayal, may you, not add to Jesus' wound. May we not betray him today. May you not betray your brother, your sister. May you not betray your husband or your wife. Receive the blessing of Mary God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have a wonderful Tuesday, 26th of March.
Holy Ghost, fire, follow me. Holy Ghost fire, follow me. And Sunday day of Pentecost, fire follow me. And Sunday day of Pentecost, fire follow me. This is the day of Pentecost, hallelujah. When the flames of fire broke the roof of the earth. So says the verse of the hymn of the time of Pentecost. The Lord is with you. Happy birthday, oh baptized Christian. Yes, today is your birthday, the birthday of the church. Happy birthday, the church you are, and me also. Happy birthday, congregation of the Holy Spirit, under the protection of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, born on this 27th of May, the Sunday of Pentecost, 1703. And today, that flame of fire that started in a 24-year-old cloud plant the plus has spread to the ends of the earth. Blessed be Joseph Luz and Co., Letitia Ham and Co., who brought this flame to the east of the Niger, to Nigeria. How are you doing today? It is the Pentecost, the renewal or the remembrance of the birth of the church. How the church began after the 9 days of waiting in the upper room with Mary, the mother of God and the mother of all Christians. Have you received the Holy Spirit? Are you filled with the Holy Spirit? There's no other way to be a Christian if not to be filled with the Holy Spirit. There's no other church if not the church of the Holy Spirit, the charismatic church. Where are you? What are you doing? How do you know if you are filled with the Holy Spirit? There's no other option. You're a Christian, you are filled with the Holy Spirit, or you are not. Four signs to confirm to you the presence and of the Holy Spirit on you. One, it is the spirit of transformation and new life. You leave your plot in Egypt, you transform, you go to Zion, the Jerusalem, start living. That is to say, you have a new life. Check out second reading today, Galatians 5. Check out the fruit of the old person, of the flesh, and check out the fruit of the flesh, of the spirit. You are no more living in envy. You are not living in enmity. You are not living in selfishness. You are no more living in the flesh. You are no more living in the lust. You are not living in lying and stealing. You are not living in joy. You are not living in selflessness, in service, in purity, and chastity. You are no more bearing grudges and always backbiting. You are now a blessing to those who are around you. Second, it is the spirit of unity and diversity. Our tribes, our height, our color, our clubs, what we like are not things that divide us. They are not threats to our life and unity. They are source of our unity. They are strength. That's how the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost congregation celebrates the miracle of Pentecost. Of people of all tribes and tongues and nations living the miracle of Pentecost in Ko Unum Etanemauna, one soul, one heart, even though most of the time it is in theory, because you see brothers destroying themselves. But the Holy Spirit is a spirit of unity and diversity. Though you are big and small, though you are fat and thin, though you are tall and short, yet it's not a source of division. You are black and white, it is a source of strength. Though you don't like rice and stew, and I like rice and stew, it will not divide us. Unity and diversity. Unity and diversity. Third, it is the spirit of favor, parousia. It is the spirit of audacity. It is not the spirit of fear. You cannot be a Christian and you live in timidity, and nobody will know you believe in Christ. It is the spirit that sets us on the fire, that puts us on the pier in the plaza of Pentecost, where Peter started announcing the word of salvation, and those who were their captors became captives. They started trembling and asking, "What shall we do, brethren?" It is the spirit that in you radiates light, and occult men and women will bow. It is the spirit of parousia, spirit apostolic zeal that sets you on fire, that leaves things that are not important to do things that are important for the salvation of souls. Finally, It is the Spirit that makes you to live in the plenitude of joy, even in midst of all your crises and necessities. It brings joy in midst of torments of life. The Christian life is nothing but daily cross. There's always something that is paining you. There is something that is lacking. There's always a persecution. There is a struggle you are making in order to be in grace. There is always somebody who is against you because of your faith. Christian life is daily carrying of the cross. There is a fight you have to do to live in chastity, even though your husband has gone or you have no wife. But in middle of all this, there is a work you rejected because of corruption, of stealing. There is a hunger at times you will pass because you don't want to lie and steal. In middle of all this, you are not carrying the face of symmetry. You are not studying in the university of tears. You are not always filled with angustia of bitterness. You are radiating joy, no matter how tall your problem is. Can you compare, do some preliminary test, and then do confirmatory test, whether you have the Holy Spirit? Based on these four items, you can add more. Be filled with the Holy Spirit, I pray. Be filled with the Holy Spirit, I pray for you. I say, be filled with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Become an instrument of reconciliation in your house. Be free with the disorder passions. Be a salt in middle of a tasteless world. Happy Pentecost.